Ted Dabrowski is with WirePoints.com, and he is a frequent contributor to the Slocum in the Morning program. Ted, thanks for coming on today. We appreciate your time.
No, good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. I was thinking about you guys over at WirePoints. You do a really good job of taking a look behind the headlines and breaking down the numbers. And I was thinking about you guys the other day when we got word that Illinois was going to get all the billions of dollars from this federal stimulus, the $1.9 trillion. I think we're all in favor of helping COVID-related issues get taken care of, whether it's, you know, vaccinations, whether it's testing, whether it's PPEs, a lot of different things. But when we start looking at the bailout that the federal government just gave a lot of states, including Illinois, it starts to, I think, really fire us up, make us angry. It's one of the reasons why the president and his peeps are out on the campaign trail this week trying to sell this bill, even though it's been signed to the American people. The federal stimulus, you are saying, that we are getting here in Illinois is actually going to prolong our fiscal mess, not shorten it up. How do you see it that way?
Well, you know, in the short term, and you're absolutely right, you know, nobody's going to complain about some of the people who've been suffering because of COVID for all the different reasons we know of. But what we want to do is see the federal government just start to pump billions and billions, well, trillions of dollars all over the place, especially when it's not needed. And, you know, at WirePoints, we did a study across all these states. And, you know, at the beginning of the pandemic, people were scared, right? We didn't know what was going to happen with the tax revenues of our cities and our states. You know, how short would they be? And the estimates were really dire. But at the end of it all, we calculated that, you know, states came out ahead when you take into account reserves and the help that the federal government gave. So this package isn't really needed. And what it does to a place like Illinois, which should be pursuing reforms and thinking about how to reduce its debt, change its pension plans, look at spending. Instead, what it's going to do is it's going to flood Governor Pritzker and all the governments with around $25 billion is estimated in money. And so they're going to be figuring out how to spend that money rather than how to reform Illinois and make it better. And the big risk is that they put it into new programs, which obligate us to keep spending even after the federal money's gone. That's the big risk.
Yeah, because the behavior wasn't changed, right? We use that money for, it's kind of, this is cool. I got all this cash. Let's go out and spend it.
That's precisely right. I love Mike Zalewski, who's one of the representatives in Illinois government. He said something like this: I think the legislature would like a say appropriating the money, given our role. In other words, the legislature is reaching out to Pritzker and saying, hey, we want to decide how to spend that money too. And so everybody wants their hand in the cookie jar. It's a big cookie jar.
I did hear Susana Mendoza, our comptroller in Illinois, say we need to take care of some of the pension debt with this, and that fell on and probably will fall on deaf ears for the foreseeable future. At least we got something from one of our elected officials that made sense.
Yeah, she said the right things. She didn't always do the right things, but she said the right things, and she's right that money should go on down to pay the federal government borrowings that we did. Illinois was the only state in the country to borrow money from the federal government during the pandemic. We borrowed about $3.2 billion. We should use a lot of that money to pay that back. We've also got over $5 billion in unpaid bills. We should use that to pay the people we owe money to. And of course, we shouldn't do is create more programs that create more hiring, that creates more pensions, because that would take us in the wrong direction. But if I had to bet money on it, we'll be doing a good bit of that. And that's what listeners here should be really worried about and pushing back with their legislators against is, no more new programs. Let's use the money to pay down debt and relieve, give us tax relief at some point.
Yeah. The federal money, in your opinion, also changes the agenda down in Springfield. So a bunch of cash comes in. They can maybe take the tax hike off the table, which was talked about for the last few weeks, which is smart politically. Has there been any talk since Moody's came out, and I don't know if we've talked since Moody's came out, and of course Illinois 51st, including Puerto Rico, in terms of what we owe of unfunded liability for pensions. Has there been any talk about reform for Illinois pensions?
You're absolutely right, Scott. We are the worst in the country when it comes to the debt burden that Illinois, that residents are on the hook for. Nobody, no residents in any state are on the hook for more pension debt than we are. It's really painful, and we see that in our property taxes. We see it in all the discussions of more taxes, and of course, we see it in the people leaving the state. There is no real discussion. Senator Martwick threw out some and I was happy to hear it. I'm not sure if he's serious, but he threw out some terms about pension reform. But Governor Pritzker, forget it. Senator Welch, Speaker Welch, forget it. They are not talking about pension reform. Well, if anything, they're saying that it's a fantasy and that we can't do it, and that their preferred way is tax hikes. But lucky for them, they don't have to talk about tax hikes for a year or two because of the influx of federal money. And that's a big boon for them. They can act like things are okay in Illinois because they've got, money from D.C.
And tell us a little bit, too, before we let you go, about GARS, which is the General Assembly Retirement System. What's happening with that?
All right. So, it's our legislators that legislate and create the pension benefits in this state. And what's amazing is there's five state-run pension funds, and one of them is for the legislators themselves. You would think that since they run it themselves that they would be the best-funded, full-of-money pension fund in the state. Well, it's not. It is the worst-funded. It's got only 50 cents of every dollar it should have there for future obligations. It's only got 15 cents. It's the most broke of the five state-run funds. It should be canceled. We shouldn't have pensions for lawmakers, especially considering the mess they've made of this. But it should be canceled, and that's the one thing that Martwick did mention at some point. Maybe we need to go to a 401k-style plan for them. But it's emblematic of the failure of Illinois, and if lawmakers really wanted to fix this state, they would start with their own by canceling pensions and changing it to a defined contribution 401k-style plan.
And the senator that Ted's referring to is State Senator Bob Martwick, a Democrat out of Chicago. So what lies ahead the next 3 or 4 weeks down in Springfield? Anything major on the agenda that we'll be getting statewide news?
Well, I think the big thing is reopening, right? Mm-hmm. Governor Pritzker's hinted about having a new plan, but Ezekiel, who's our chief medical person, said that it'll probably be in phases, which has to surprise every Illinoisan. We've been through multiple phases, we've had one of the most restrictive lockdowns in the country, and to think that we're going to have to phase into this, the numbers, the COVID numbers are really moving in a great direction, and Illinois need to reopen. I can't imagine we're going to face a phase-in process, so that's a big deal. And the other big deal is how are they going to spend all this money? I think they're going to be debating that pretty heavily.